The Dan Show is on the air.
You ever notice fun-size candy bars getting smaller and smaller?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, all that stuff. We were looking the other day, and this is a topic you'll not hear on any other station in the world, but the inside roll of a roll of toilet paper, the cardboard roll, is getting bigger.
No.
What? So there's less paper on the roll, and then the roll is getting narrower.
Oh, that is so shrewd.
Yeah. So the same size package and all that stuff, but the tube's bigger.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, go look. Go look. Some of them. And the paper's narrower.
I'm going to check that.
It's true.
It must be true because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
The Dan Show.
Let me hear your yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
All right, he's ready. He's ready.
Yeah. Yep. That was a recording, by the way.
Kirk Kenwood is here. He is the deputy superintendent for Montrose and Olathe Public Schools.
I read a nice little story. They're giving the Ute Indian Museum a facelift, mm-hmm. and then all the fourth graders every year will visit the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the issue of the mascot?
It doesn't seem to be an issue in our community so much, but there are communities that are revisiting and changing mascots and doing things like that. It can be a politically challenging environment out there for some schools. It's very expensive. I mean, if you think about everything that has the Montrose High School logo and Indian on it, if we had to change every piece of attire that said Montrose Indians to something else, that would be very, very expensive. And so at the end of the day, right and wrong shouldn't come down to money, but for a school district like ours where we're trying to really count our pennies, those kinds of decisions are weighted for us as well.
Well, the people who want the change, I mean, do they understand the history of this continent? Before the great European powers came here, the French and the Spanish and the English, I mean, this was Native American land. Do they want to erase that?
I don't think they want to erase it. I think they try and, you started the show by saying it's a very litigious society that we live in, and people have opinions, and people like other people to believe in their opinions. And, I think it's a balance of respecting the people that were here long before us and doing it in a way that respects those and also allows us to have our current traditions. And if you're celebrating the pride and the heritage and the warrior spirit and all those positive things, that's a good thing. And I think when you make sort of a mockery or a caricature of it, that's where people take offense. And that's where we try to really align ourselves with the museum to make sure that we're not making fun of or poking fun of, and that we're honoring those traditions of the people that came long before us and all the great things that they did.
Yeah, this is...
And I think that gets lost in the conversation sometimes, so I'm glad you brought that point up.
Yeah, this is Ute country, and in Boston, the fourth graders might learn something a little different there.
Right.
You'll learn about the French and the Huron Indians if you live in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The Dan Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 9.